Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa maliit na kwarto sa isang women's health hospital sa Melbourne, kinukulayan ni Tanya ang isang artwork. Ayon kay Tanya, nabago ang kanyang buhay nang mahilig siya sa pagpipinta.
I've spent my life using words, you know, and here I learned about non-word expression. It just felt really satisfying. It was soul-soothing.
Ang art therapy ni Tanya ay bahagi ng programa para sa mga kababaihan para gamutin ang mga malulubhang mental health conditions. Humingi ng tulong si Tanya matapos siyang mahirapan kahit sa mga simpleng gawain.
I arrived here in a very diminished capacity. So I had gone from being a full-time working mom with teenagers and I just ended up barely able to go to the supermarket. I just was in a really bad way. I had to take time off work and then I just couldn't go back. I was very much struggling.
Hindi alam ni Tanya noon kung ano ang nangyayari sa kanya. Na-diagnose siya ng mga doktor ng ilang kondisyon, kabilang ang complex post-traumatic stress disorder.
I got CPTSD, ADHD, anxiety, depression. You know, I had been raised to not acknowledge that mental health was a thing. It's so important to have a sense of your own mental well-being.
Kabilang si Tanya sa isa sa bawat apat na kababaihan sa Australia na nakararanas ng hamon sa mental health. Para sa marami, lumalala ang sintomas kapag nagbabago ang hormones sa panahon ng menopause. Si Jayshree Kulkarni ay propesor sa psychiatry sa The Alfred Hospital at Monash University at kinikilalang world leader sa hormone therapy.
We have highly successfully treated women who have presented with what actually is menopause depression but had been misdiagnosed, so the depression's gone within a couple of weeks. This is a spectacular turnaround.
Natupad ni Professor Kulkarni ang pangarap niyang mag-aral ng medicine matapos siyang lumipat sa Australia mula India noong bata pa siya. Matapos ang ilang dekada ng pagtatrabaho sa pribado at pampublikong mga ospital, tumulong siya sa pagtatatag ng isang female-only facility 5 taon na ang nakalipas. Ayon sa kanya, maaaring maging hindi ligtas para sa kababaihan ang mixed gender wards.
There are many, many risk factors in a co-gendered ward. So very sadly, I have been involved with situations where women have been traumatized or abused or even the worst cases, raped by co-patients. And it's usually male patients who assault female patients. It's a real issue for so many women who have had a background of trauma and violence in their own lives that has led to mental illness, and now they want help for that. And in the process of getting help in the inpatient facility, they have been re-traumatized. Or sometimes people leave the hospital with more new trauma than what they came in with in the first place.
Ibinahagi rin ng Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists ang pangambang ito. Si Dr. Angela Vergona ang president-elect ng organisasyon.
Having mixed inpatient units is a problem. The rates are really very high of sexual violence and harassment in inpatient units due to the increasing acuity that we're seeing in people who are mentally ill and particularly those with associated substance use problems or drug-induced psychotic type disorders, that the atmosphere on inpatient units is very distressing, very harrowing and frightening. It's a terrible indictment, I think, when we have women being admitted to hospital in distress and having potentially worsening of symptoms or development of new disorders as a result of their experiences in hospital.
Sa ngayon, mahigit 1,000 pasyente na ang nabigyan ng treatment sa female-only facility sa Melbourne. Ang ospital, na matatagpuan sa isang Grand Victorian building sa Bayside suburb ng Elsternwick, ay inayos upang maprotektahan ang privacy ng mga pasyente. Ayon kay Sharon Sherwood, hepe ng Mental Health and Cabrini Outreach, may 30 kama ang pasilidad.
We have 30 beds, so 30 women. So women transition from the inpatient into the community. So we've currently got about 130 to 150 women participating in our programs at any given time.
Bahagi ito ng Global Not-for-Profit Health Network ng Cabrini na pinatatakbo ng isang religious order na itinatag ni St. Francis Cabrini noong 1880. Ayon kay Ms. Sherwood, mas malawak ang misyon ng kanilang organisasyon na tugunan ang pangangailangan.
So our access fund is available to people who can't afford private health insurance, asylum seekers and refugees, Aborigine and Torres Strait Islanders. And this is access to our 14-day length of stay in our inpatient unit and our access to our community program.
Umaasa si Professor Kulkarni na unti-unting magbabago ang paraan ng pagtrato sa women's mental health, hindi lamang sa Australia, kundi sa buong mundo.
This model is serving as the blueprint for future women's mental health care. It is about the compassionate way of providing mental health care, but also cutting-edge mental health care, such as with the hormone strategies that I've done the research with. But I'm really proud of the women. And every time we can just add a little bit more to the quality of life of somebody, I'm very proud that we've been on that journey with her.
Para naman kay Tanya, bahagi rin ito ng muling pagbuo ng kanyang kumpiyansa habang nag-aaral siya ngayon sa TAFE para sa panibagong karera sa health and leisure.
It's hard for me to ever say that I'm proud of myself, but I've worked really hard with the support here and I'm very grateful for the journey.
At yan ang ulat ni Sandra Folun at Peggy Giacomelus na isinalin at inihanda para sa SBS Filipino. Ako si Helen Quiñanola.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.